The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Stephen Moore is an American writer, television commentator on economic issues. We had Steve on a few weeks back. I had asked him if he could join us again for a few minutes this morning. Steve, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me again.
Sure thing. So good to talk with you again. Let's talk for a minute, Steve. Last week, of course, and I'm not sure what we call. Is it a stimulus package, a relief package, a bailout for the American people? What do you call what Congress did with this $2+ trillion last week?
Well, it's a pretty ugly bill, obviously. I mean, it started at $1 trillion of debt financing, and then it just morphed into a $2 trillion bill. And you know, I have as we talked about when I was on your show a couple weeks ago, I think it's appropriate for the government to provide aid to these small businesses that are facing bankruptcy. I'm on the board of a small business. We had to lay off our 25 workers because we have no revenues because the economy is shut down.
Wow. Yeah.
By the way, where are you at in South Carolina in terms of lockdown on your economy?
Well, things are pretty tough. You know, our small businesses are trying their best, but we're getting more and more restrictions every day. I mean, I'm in Greenville, South Carolina,
yeah.
Where our radio station is, and you know, our city council is set to vote this afternoon on a stay at home order of their own. Our governor McMaster, of course, has been resisting a statewide order, but you know, you have Columbia, South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, these local municipalities. Taking that on their own. You know, it's getting tighter and tighter every day of what we can do.
Well, that's happening all over the country. You know, I'm in the D.C. area and Maryland and Virginia just yesterday, I believe, have the lockdown orders. Anyway, so you've got the government, you know, requiring businesses to shut down. So it makes sense to provide some aid so that these businesses don't go bankrupt, so that when we open things up again and a few weeks that we will see these businesses are not just corpses. They're actually still going concerns, and they haven't had to lay off all their workers. So I think that was an appropriate thing, but it just, you know, Nancy Pelosi took a bill that was $1 trillion and she started to treat it like a Christmas tree. And it was really reprehensible. Yeah. Actually, she held up the bill for about a week. And that's, you know, if this is immediate aid that you need to get to workers and to businesses, why should it have taken so long? But I think people know that what she tried to do was stuff it with all of these. She wanted money for Planned Parenthood. She wanted money for Green New Deal. She wahted money for the National Endowment for the Arts. And she wanted union giveaway programs in that bill. And she succeeded in many fronts in getting that loaded. So it became $1 trillion became $2.2 trillion. And that's more than any other aid bill in the history of this country. And now she wants another aid package. Now
yes.
They want another $2 trillion bill. So I'm getting nervous about how much money Washington is spending. And it's not a stimulus to take money from one person and give it to another. And that's what this bill does. It mostly redistributes income. It doesn't create any incentive for people to produce and put out more goods and services.
Sure. In the last hour, Steve, I had our representative from the 4th District here, William Timmons, on for a few minutes. And, of course, you know, I think everybody's still trying to get into the details of what how this is going to work. Because my concern is, and I spent a little time last night on my iPad, I went to the SBA site, and I wanted to see what this application for that small businesses will have to do mm-hmm. looks like. And it appears to be fairly simple. Online, I'm not sure what's going to be required after you submit that application. Do you have any feel for just how quickly the feds will be able to get this money out to, say, a local restaurant who's been closed for weeks now?
It's a really good question. I've heard anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks. which is, you know, a best case scenario. So it'll take a while for the banks to be able to get the money to the business owners that need it. And so again, Pelosi held this up for a week, and that means it's going to take longer for people to get the aid that they need. Because we don't want businesses going bankrupt. But the main thing is that we need to get the economy reopened. I mean, I've got a voice for this. I was on Laura Ingraham's show last night on Fox making this point that, look, we can't continue with a $20 trillion economy nationally. It's the best economic engine in the world. It can't shut down. I mean, we need to have production in this country. And, you know, I was a little bit bummed out when Donald Trump, who was, you know, I worked for and I had great admiration for, you know, he moved the date to open the economy from Easter Sunday in 2 weeks to now he's saying April 30th. The problem is every week you keep the economy shut down, the economic costs get larger and larger and larger. And we can't allow that to happen. We've got to get things reopened again in a very sound way, using the best science, using the best medical technology, using the best, you know, methods we know. As people go back to work, you know, you probably need to have people wearing gloves and disinfectants, and you need to have social distancing within the workplace. But we can't, you know, we can't function as a society if our economy is completely shut down.
Right, right. And I was really concerned too. You know, I don't know that I truly expected that we would do that, that we'd be open for business by Easter. But I guess, you know, there was a bit of hope there that maybe we could. But you know, when the president said for sure, well, we got another month to go, I'm thinking, my, and I hope that we can turn this around. You know, I had a caller a few minutes ago, Steve, who said, look, you know, I don't like to be closed. He's a truck driver, so he's been working all this time. But he seemed to think, he said, look, I'd rather just go ahead and do this rather than play around with it. If we got to be closed, if we got to be out of work, let's go ahead and do it. Start it today, be closed for 2 weeks so that we're not just keep extending. I mean, do you think there's merit in that?
I think there's a merit for a, you know, temporary shutdown. But, you know, let's see, this started, what, two, three, we're already on the third week, right?
Yes.
And the problem is you go 4 more weeks, because this is still the end of, what is today, March 31st, I believe. So, you know, you're talking about 6-7 weeks of having the economy shut down. I think I really worry about that. This economic engine, you just can't turn it back on again. I mean, yeah, I was talking to some airline executives yesterday, and the airlines obviously have been creamed. They were saying, look, if you keep the economy shut down through April, they're not even going to be up and running until September, October. So, you know, you can't just turn it right back on again. I really worry that you're talking about millions and millions, maybe tens of millions of Americans being put in unemployment lines. You're talking about the ruination of maybe millions of businesses that were started. People put their lifetime savings and work into building these businesses, and they'll get shuttered. So I am worried about that. I think every week that goes by, the economic carnage gets worse. And so we cannot slide past April 30th, or I think you're going to see real, real significant permanent damage to our economy.
Well, I mean, it looks like with the president saying, look, we're going to be closed for at least another month, it looks like that's the position we're in. So quickly, we have about 30 seconds left, Steve. I mean, so how do we restart it, knowing that we're going to be closed another month?
Well, we need a real stimulus bill. I'm in favor of the idea of suspending the payroll tax for every one of the 150 million workers in this country. That would give every worker a 7.5% pay raise, and then you get rid of that tax for the 26 million small business owners, so they have an incentive to hire workers, because we need to get juice in this economy and get it up and running. Remember, 4 weeks ago, we had the best economy in the history of this country. And so we're going to have to rebuild. We will. And thank goodness we have Donald Trump. Can you imagine if we were trying to deal with this crisis?
Oh, my.
Joe Biden is president.
Wow. Wow. What a disaster. Yeah, for sure. Hey, Steve, thank you again for checking in with us. Hang in there, and we'll talk again soon.
Next time you and I talk, we'll be reopened again.
I hope that's the case. Have a great Tuesday. Appreciate
you.
Thank you for your time. Steve Moore, a visiting fellow with the Heritage Foundation.